Thank you, Chair. My delegation welcomes the discussion on legal review of autonomous weapon systems. We see this topic as particularly ripe for further elaboration in the GGE, as legal reviews will be central to ensuring that any outcomes of this GGE are implemented at the national level. The GGE's guiding principles, particularly E, affirms the importance of states conducting legal reviews to determine the legality of autonomous weapon systems prior to their use in armed conflict. The importance of these reviews is also reflected in Article 1 of our joint proposal, which we have co-sponsored alongside Canada, Japan, the Republic of Korea, the United Kingdom, and the United States. We believe that strengthening compliance with the existing IHL, including through Article 36 weapon reviews, is the most effective way to manage legal risks associated with new weapons, including autonomous weapon systems. Australia, like many other states, encourages all nations to undertake effective weapon reviews. We are encouraged to see that many of the proposals submitted during this session also emphasise the need to conduct reviews in the study, development, acquisition or adoption of autonomous weapon systems. We note that Draft Protocol 6 proposal and the 2023 working paper submitted by Austria address the complexities raised by weapons system modification and machine self-learning and implications for re-review processes. We are studying this content with interest. In Australia's view, there is great value in considering the specific issues which may be particularly relevant when conducting lethal review of autonomous weapon systems as distinct from other weapon types. In this regard, we would like to outline recent Australian initiatives in the area of legal reviews. Australia is presently developing new processes to better facilitate the legal review of autonomous weapon systems. This includes additional analysis to determine the weapon's ability to be used in compliance with the IHL rules of distinction, proportionality, and precautions in attack, and ensure the legality of the weapon throughout its life cycle. Additionally, we have recently implemented an annual national course to certify legal advisors to conduct weapon reviews for the Australian Defence Force. This course provides a common understanding of the relevant international law and Australia's national policies and processes. Chair, Australia intends to continue examining best practices in the area of legal reviews in cooperation with other states. We look forward to contributing further thinking in this area and responding more fulsomely in due course to content on this topic in other proposals. I thank you, Chair.